Okay, so I'm back. We're in the help application on Bumblebee, and I'm going to show you what's here. So what we've got the
first message system.
The message system where you can get diverse messages from British Wildlife for the Blind Fund.
Two helpful hints and tips.
Then there's helpful hints. There's nothing in here at the moment, I've checked, apart from a welcome message which tells you to keep coming back regularly. So, but these will get content as time goes on. This is a very new service, so you know, content will be added over time.
Three audio manual.
This is the audio manual.
Three audio manual. Four support us.
This is the support us option, so you can learn where you can support them. And
last settings.
And these are the settings. So I want the audio manual.
Two helpful hints. Three audio manual. Selected. So list of applications contain 9 items.
And we're now in the manual, so you've got
first item radio stations. Two podcasts. Three talking newspapers.
And so on. So let's say I'll choose radio stations.
First item radio selected. List of categories contains 8 items. First item track 1 description of what the app is. 2 track 2 main page. 3 track 3 navigation and controls. 4 track 4 filtering, finding and accessing content.
So you get the idea. So I'll just choose track 1.
First item track 1 description of what the app is.
And I'll press and hold.
Selected.
On the item.
List of manuals contains 1 item.
Notice it's at the top again.
Last item track 1.
That's all that's here, so I'll press and hold.
Selected. Please press play button to listen to audio.
Now you've got a play button at the top. On this screen we have a
play button.
If I come, that's at the very top, if I come to the middle of the screen and touch, somewhere around the
pause
middle.
Pause button.
We have a pause button. Come down a bit further and touch.
Bookmark button.
And at the very bottom on the right hand side we have
go to bookmark button.
So that's the whole screen basically. So if I come to the top of the screen and touch.
Play button.
Then I press and hold.
Selected.
Description of what this app is. The Bumblebee Radio Stations application brings together radio stations from around the world into a continent, country and genre-based list. Its content management system enables the user to add and remove radio stations from their personal list. The Radio Stations application also has a top charts function that allows the user to see which radio stations are currently most popular amongst listeners. Description of what this app is. The Bumblebee Radio
list of manuals.
And it just keeps on. I press the back button there to get out of that. It just keeps repeating that over and over until you stop it. So it's just going around in a loop. So yeah, as you can see, it's really cool. You know, it's really simple, really straightforward. I'll press back again.
Back. List of categories.
Just check.
First item track 1 description of what the app is.
Well, back at the list of categories. Right, let's say one of them is track 2.
2 track 2 main page.
Oh, let's hold again. Press
selected.
And hold
list of manuals contains 1 item.
Top.
Last item track 1.
That's item track 1, press and hold.
Selected. Please press play button to listen to audio.
There's the play button.
Play button.
Press and hold.
Selected.
Main page. Once you open the application, you will encounter an initial interlayer. Please wait a few seconds for it to validate. Once your device has validated, it will announce welcome to the radio station's application. Please long press to enter. This will open up the main page consisting of 5 horizontal yellow and black banded sections. Each band represents a different content item. 5
pause
items
button.
Are
selected.
And then you get the idea, so it's really
list
cool.
Of manuals. Back. List of categories. Back. List of applications. Back. Main page.
If I press the back button again, you get a little message.
Main page, please press home button to close down the application.
I'll press the home button, which is a physical button at the bottom.
Bumblebee.
And we're back at the Bumblebee main screen. So that's a quick demonstration of Bumblebee. So I'll just lock the device. As you can see, it's a very simple device. It's very straightforward. And very easy to use, very straightforward, very nice system, very, very responsive, especially when playing radio stations and so on. In fact, what I'll do, I'll show you one more item, and that is the VI section, just to show you some of the stuff that's on there. I'll press the power button again.
Bumblebee.
It says Bumblebee, and I'll just slide down and find the VI section here.
Six Bumblebee VI.
Straight to
VI
it, that's
selected.
Just, wasn't planned, trust me.
Welcome to Everyday VI application. Please long press on the screen to enter. Selected. Main page contains 5 items.
And I'm going to go to my list.
First, my list.
I'll just show what's here.
2. Everyday VI Podcast CMS.
That's the content management system for podcasts.
3. Everyday VI Everyday. All podcasts.
That's all the podcasts in Everyday VI.
2. Everyday. 3. Everyday. Last settings. Last settings. 3. Everyday VI all podcasts.
It says it's got 5 items, but it's only 4 items.
Last settings.
Got last settings. So that comes to the top.
First, my list.
Go to my list.
Selected. My list contains 3 items.
And I've at the moment I've got 3 items in my list. I've got
first item Apple.
That's all of these podcasts related to Apple.
2 InfoSound podcasts.
That's the InfoSound audio library, which is available online.
Last item RNIB.
And I've got all of the RNIB podcasts in there. Let's say I want to listen to InfoSound. I'll find InfoSound.
First item Apple. 2 InfoSound podcasts.
I'll hold.
Selected. This list contains 9 items.
And we've got 9 items to choose from in InfoSound. Let's have a look.
First item section 1 library latest.
Library latest.
2 section 2 products. 3 section 3 support.
And so on. Let's say I want to have a look at the library latest. Let's go to the top.
First item section 1 library selected. This list contains 10 items.
And I've just selected it, and we've got 10 items to choose from. So we've got the
first item introduction to this library latest section of the info 2 mobility cane repair kits, spare parts and accessories from RNIB.
I'll just play that one.
2 mobility cane selected.
Do a little bit of it.
Click play button to listen to audio.
I've had the play button at the top.
Play button.
Press and hold on the play
selected.
Button. You actually have to press and hold on the icon itself.
Information audio library. Products.
Some long cane users might not be aware that these days much of the cane can be replaced when it gets
pause
worn
button.
Out, depending on them.
Selected. Backlist of audio.
But there you go. That's basically how that works. I'll just back out with the back button
back
on the bottom right.
List of items. Back. My list. Back. Main page.
I'll press the home button.
Bumblebee.
And we're back at the main Bumblebee screen. I'll press... No, there's one thing I do want to point out before I end this. For those who know how to use it, TalkBack, the screen reader for Android, is available by triple-clicking the home button. But this is how it comes. British Wireless have set it up like this on purpose. It's so if you get stuck, you need to get yourself out of a situation. For example, you'll bring up the recent apps. There's a button on the left, and the cutter on the left of the home button, where the recent apps is. And if I try and touch the screen, nothing will happen.
Bumblebee.
So I've just come back to the home screen. But what I can do is, if I triple click the home button,
TalkBack on. TalkBack is enabled.
TalkBack's now on. So we've now actually got the screen reader. So if I touch the screen,
Bumblebee VI in list.
We're actually
double
using
double tap to activate. Double tap and hold to long press.
We're actually using TalkBack now. So, for example, if I want to shut down the apps, I'll go to the recent apps.
Recent apps. Bumblebee VI, recent apps.
And I can actually shut down all the apps.
Plus, close, Bumblebee, close, Bumblebee, close, Bumblebee, ring, close, Bumblebee, close, Bumblebee, set, close, Bumblebee, ring, close, Bumblebee, close, Bumblebee, bumble, close button, Bumblebee, help, close, Bumblebee, VI, close button.
So you can see about all
Bumblebee,
these.
Bumblebee, close, Bumblebee, help, Bumblebee, VI, close button. Bumblebee, close, bump, close, bump, close, all, close button, close all button. Bumblebee,
that's what I was looking
home.
For, click close all of them. And I've just saved, the, you know, sort of, I've just closed all the apps down.
8 minutes and 51 seconds.
But what you can also, what it also does is it enables you to go into settings and turn Bluetooth on things, because they don't speak. The Bumblebee app will not speak that information. So you need TalkBack to do it. So for those people who have the knowledge, TalkBack's been left in it, you know, TalkBack is available with a triple click of the home button for anybody who wants to be able to go in there and change settings and set things up as they want it. It's just a bit more control there. So, for example, if you want to turn Bluetooth on and connect it to a speaker, you can do, and so on. But anyway, that's Bumblebee.
TalkBack is disabled.
That's had the criteria.
9 minutes and 33 seconds.
Very, very quickly before we run out of time. You have to be registered blind or visually impaired, resident in the UK, over the age of 8, and in receipt of a means-tested benefit. If you qualify,
9 minutes and 48 seconds.
Then you can contact British Wireless for the Blind Fund and ask about Bumblebee. Hope you enjoyed that, and I'll speak to you guys soon.